Good morning, boys. Little life lesson for you. So we are Monday at 9:51 a.m. And around about 10 minutes ago, the chef that we had for this restaurant setup, which I think you guys will agree looks pretty cool. Nice 14-seater table for the 1MI guys. It's something we're going to do every month. The chef reached out and said, due to an illness, I won't be able to cook food, so I'm going to have to cancel. They were due to come in on Friday, so it means that the money's been refunded, the chef's cancelled, and then you have like 4 days to go and sort something that you already sorted. That's business, okay? The reason is, it's something new. Every time you do something new, it stresses you out. It's hard. I think in business, you do loads of stuff new, and then you have a year where you just rinse and repeat the same systems that are working. And then if you try something new, it should be like an 80-20 rule. I know there's a lot of big fashion brands that do 80% of their staple clothes, and then they do 20% new stuff just to test the market, because they know that new is volatile, new is unpredictable. And you know, the more new that you do, the more stress you're going to get. However, new also equates to growth. So if you're not going to do new, if you're not going to ever try something new in life, you're never going to get anywhere. And it's these problems that you need to solve to get somewhere. Now, people always say business is hard, business whatever. In my opinion, business is easy. Business is very easy. You just create a need, you sell something that people want, and you go from there. The hard part is everything that gets in the way, okay? You're working on your business, you're very tired, and then somebody in your family gets a serious illness, and that changes your entire plans. Or somebody bumps into your car and it costs you £3,000 to repair it, or you have to scrap the car because you can't afford it, or something like that. And that sets your business back 6 months, okay? Or something like this, somebody cancels. I used to call it Sturmey's Law, that no matter what you do to prevent a problem, no matter how hard you work, no matter how much planning you do to prevent it, someone else will fuck it up, okay? It's always the same way, because it is 4:59 somewhere. You can't rely on other people being fit and healthy. You know, I don't know what this person's illness is, and with all due respect, I hope they get well soon. But I can't imagine that they're going to the gym as much as I am. I can't imagine that they're recovering like I am. Can't imagine that they're going to bed early, having 4 liters of water per day. So I can't influence their health. And that's business. Okay, no matter what you do, what systems you have, someone else will fuck it up. The person who wins is the person who corrects those problems the most, puts out the most fires for the longest, and eventually life gets out the way. And it doesn't stop, but life gets out the way for long enough. It might be 3 months. It could be 6 months. It could be 2 years of no problems. And you go, oh my God, during that time frame, we've managed to make ourselves 10 million. Like, that's all it is. You're just rolling the dice until things get a little bit more smooth.